You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Aotearoa's education system has been consistently criticised recently for taking a one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to accommodating for neurodivergent students. Students dealing with dyslexia, autism, and ADHD, amongst other conditions, have been struggling under the current numeracy and literacy standards that don't work with their forms of thinking. Activists have recently been highlighting the negative effects that this can have on students long term, seeing aspects of their mental health diminished and rates of anxiety and depression heightened. To learn more, I spoke to Anton Ashcroft from Divergent Thinking NZ about what needs to be changed. He first detailed what neurodiverse students are currently going through in schools.
It's the idea that everybody works well in a team, everybody works well with homework, everyone works well at the same time of day. The idea that one hat size fits everybody. And the reality is that for a lot of people, the traditional academic way of assessing achievement and assessing ability doesn't work for different brain profiles.
Has the effects of COVID-19 played a role in students feeling unsupported in schools right now?
I think it's had a different impact on different brains. For some people, they've really enjoyed being able to stay at home and being able to work from home and felt more flexibility and more autonomy. For other people, they've absolutely hated it because they are much more sociable and want to be with their friends. So it's been different for different people, but it's definitely had an impact overall, yeah.
What are the details of the way that people are struggling? Is it specifically struggles with tests or more so just the school environment in general?
It's both. If you've got someone with undiagnosed dyslexia, they may be judged or labelled in an unhelpful way. If you've got someone with undiagnosed ADHD, they may be seen as a problematic or a difficult student. And actually all they're saying with their behaviour is that they're not being stretched in a way that works with their brain. They need to be given lots of deadlines. They need to be given things that are of interest to them. And the traditional system doesn't play to people's strengths. It just assumes you've got to learn everything in exactly the same way.
What sort of measures do you think could be imposed to see neurodiverse students more supported in schools?
I think an enormous thing would be to help a lot of teachers who don't yet understand the implications of neurodiversity to get to receive some training and support. I think also in schools it would be incredibly helpful to think about a tailored approach, but when you have a class of 30-odd children and one teacher, it's really hard to offer diversity of learning opportunities. It's not impossible, but more staffing, more support of neurodiverse in classes, for example, having a quiet space where people who have autism, who are feeling overstimulated, can go to feel safe, not having to mix and match different chairs for people with autism. They can stay in a familiar place in a familiar chair, not having to necessarily work with other people when other people don't work well with you, and then you're blamed because the whole team doesn't perform well. So there's lots of things that could be changed, allowing more flexible working opportunities in terms of homework, when and how people do things, how they express their success. Some people are very good at writing and reading. Some people are much better at orating. So there's an awful lot of things that we could do as a society to change and support and maximize the strengths of people's differing brains. But it would take a massive overhaul of the educational system in order to get there.
How can we make sure that everyone's different levels of education are measured to be at the right standard if people have different levels of ways that their brain works?
It's having a greater understanding of what to expect and a differential approach to assessment. So for example, if someone's got ADHD, then stereotypically they may perform much better with kinesthetic or physical exercises, so be able to assess them based on their strengths. If someone is has an autistic type of brain style, then they may be more academically orientated, more stronger on learning things, and they would perform well in tests, so the standard approaches might work well for them, but not in a noisy environment, for example, or not when they are put under a lot of time pressure, because time pressure can be quite anxiety-provoking for some brain styles. So, you know, just doing a test where there isn't a time limit for some brains can be incredibly helpful.
Big barrier for schools and teachers to implement these sorts of supports for neurodiverse students is not having the right amount of funding to do so. Do you think that it's worth it for the government to bring in more amounts of state funding for this kind of support to be brought in to make sure that there are education sessions available for teachers to know how to support these students or to provide more different avenues for neurodiverse students to learn?
I would, yes, fully support that. I think it would make a huge difference. I'm working with adults who have been told for years that they're lazy or stupid, and actually they've got ADHD and just like their brains find it hard to get into action, and their brains procrastinate because they've got so many ideas they don't know where to start. And one of the biggest things that I do when I'm working with people is that for them to get that sense of relief, I'm not dumb, I'm not stupid, I'm actually really clever, but I've got so many ideas that I just need to start working with my brain to find a way of putting my thoughts into a way that I can express it well. So yeah, absolutely, I would support the idea of extra funding so people can be supported at a much earlier stage in their academic career to play to their strengths and understand their brain wiring such that they don't end up with these unhelpful labels.
A lot of spaces overseas have specific tailored schools for these sorts of students that learn in different ways, such as Sudbury schools and charter schools. This isn't necessarily a big thing in New Zealand right now. Do you think that this is something that education providers could take a look at in the future to help these students feel supported?
I'm not sure that differentiating people in that way is helpful. We need to work in an integrated way. So we can play to people's individual differences, but it's the collective differences and understanding and appreciating those that can be incredibly helpful. I work with teams in business, and very often they're not making the most of neurodiversity in their teams because they're not able to understand the differences. If we made people go to separate schooling for different brain types, we'd actually be reinforcing those differences rather than helping each other thrive and make the most of each other's difference.
What are some of the long-term effects that neurodiverse students can deal with if they struggle in these schools?
They can deal with negative labels. They can deal with a strong internal critic as a result. They can end up with anxiety and depression, helplessness and hopelessness. Suicidal ideation, it can be really quite significant when you're being told consistently that you're a problem or a troublemaker or stupid or lazy. All of these labels can have quite significant traumatic effects for people. In different parts of the world, the value of neurodiverse brains is starting to come to the fore, and more organizations are now starting to actively recruit for brain differences. But in order for those brain differences that play to their strengths and understand their strengths, I think it's really important that in the academic system that we help people understand what they need and how their brains work and how to work with their brains as early as possible.
That was Anton Ashcroft from Divergent Thinking NZ discussing the impact that the current NCEI school system has on neurodiverse students.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.